Our New Testament reading comes from Gospel Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. Hear now the word of the Lord, the word of our Lord. I'm reading from the New International Version. After the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who is crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.' So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. 'Greetings,' he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me.'" This is the reading of God's word for the people of God today. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Amen. Well, today we come to celebrate the rising of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. On Friday, we celebrated the fact that Jesus came as a willing sacrifice, that he willingly gave himself up on the cross for us. And that this was important because he wants to have relationship with us. It was always God's desire to have relationship with humanity, whom he made in his image. Which is why from the very beginning, once Adam and Eve messed things up, God has been constantly reaching out to humanity, providing ways for us to live in relationship with him. And the problem of sin, which is the reason why we couldn't have a relationship with him, was taken care of on the cross. Jesus paid the final price. He was the final sacrifice that the price of our sins might be paid. The Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death. Those wages were paid on the cross, which is why we are justified in our faith. We are forgiven of our sins. We are set free of our sins. And that's all good and well. That's great. He paid the price for us, died on the cross, he was buried. End of the story, right? Well, do you remember what God told Adam and Eve would happen when they ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil? He said, "On the day in which you eat it, you will surely die." Now, we know that they did not die a physical death. They went on to have many sons and daughters. They went on to live over 900 years, according to the Bible. So did God lie? Was he mistaken? Because they didn't die, at least not right away. But they did die. They died spiritually. And that spiritual death is one which has followed each one of their descendants ever since. When we are born into this world, we are born already dead, spiritually dead, dead to heaven, and unable to live without Christ. See, the cross paid the price for our sins so that we might be forgiven. That price has been paid, but we were still dead. So how do you fix death? If you ask any doctor, there's a lot of things you can do to try to prevent death. And if you act quick enough, you can restore someone right after death, but once you are truly dead, that's it. But as we saw with the miracles of Jesus, not even death is greater than our Lord. Amen? 2 weeks ago, we looked at the passage from the lectionary that was the raising of Lazarus from the dead. One of the last things Jesus did before going into Jerusalem during that Holy Week. He raised Lazarus from the dead. He showed that he could conquer death. And he tells Lazarus' sister, "I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me shall never die. Though they die, yet shall they live." And it seems strange to hear those seemingly contradictions. If they die, they're still alive. Well, how's that possible? It's possible for the same reason that we are born dead. See, Jesus solved the problem of sin on Friday night, but he still had to conquer death. If he had stayed in the tomb, we'd be walking around forgiven, but we would have no hope of eternal life with him. Praise be to God. He arose on Sunday morning. On Sunday morning, the devil who thought he had won tasted the nastiest blow ever. He thought he had finally won, but then the earth began to quake. The tomb opened. And the dead sat up. Jesus arose that first day. And I love the reading of the different accounts of the gospel. And we read the gospel of John this morning. And I don't know if you've ever paid attention to this. The grave clothes that were covering him were just lying there. Almost as if he just evaporated out of them. But then it tells us that the cloth that covered his face was laying folded over on one side. You realize what that means? Jesus took the time to fold that cloth and place it gently there at the head of the table for slab, whatever it was. He was showing everyone that He was fully alive. And with each appearance, we see him proving that he is not just a ghost, he is alive. They could see him, feel him. They could touch him. He even ate some fish to prove that he wasn't dead, because, ghosts can't eat things. It goes right through them. You ever seen Casper try to eat something? Jesus was alive, and when he rose on Sunday morning, he conquered death once and for all. All those who were spiritually dead, who believed in him, received new life on that day. His day of resurrection was the day of resurrection for all those who believed. Have you ever looked closely at Matthew's account of the crucifixion? We read this on Friday night. When he cries out in a loud voice and releases his spirit, and the temple, or the curtain in the temple, is ripped in two. Have you ever looked at verse 52 of that chapter? It says, "And the tombs broke open, the bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. And they came out of the tombs after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many people." Imagine walking down the street on Easter Sunday morning and suddenly Moses comes up to you and starts talking to you. Isaiah comes and says, "Hey, how do you like my book? You guys still didn't listen. I warned you, but you didn't listen." He's alive. How glorious would that have been to see not only Jesus walk out of the graveyard, but all of these people who had gone before. The very people who had prophesied the coming of Jesus were raised to new life with him. Imagine being in charge of the graveyard. Walk in, think it's a bunch of grave robbers, and then suddenly, here they come. Jesus is life. He is the resurrection. And if we believe in him, then we can have new life as well. The Apostle Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians that if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. They're a new person. The old has passed away. Our sinful nature has died with Christ on the cross, and our souls are revived. They are raised to new life with Jesus on that Easter Sunday morning. That's good news, amen? But you know, it wasn't enough for just a few to receive that new life. Jesus didn't just go to those followers who he had and said, "Okay, good news, I'm alive. Now we all get to go to heaven. Come with me. Let's go. Let's all take a flight into the clouds and go eat some good food with my Father." What was his commandment? He told them to go out and spread the good news. The women that first saw Jesus raised said, "Go and tell my brothers." The angel said, "Go and tell people." Every time we see the risen Lord, he says, "Go and tell." The good news is to be shared. That all can find life in Jesus. Is anyone not included in the word all? Is anyone not included in the word all? No. Who does all include? Everyone. Men, women, black, white, Jew, Gentile. Democrats and Republicans. Everyone. All can be raised to new life through Jesus Christ, because he paid the price for our sins on Good Friday, and he gave us new life on Easter. That, my brothers and sisters, is the good news of the gospel. That is why we can celebrate here this morning. We celebrate because he did not stay in that tomb, that he rose again. And one day, the scene that happened on the night of his crucifixion is going to repeat itself. We read in verse 52 of chapter 27 that the tombs broke open. Well, in 1 Thessalonians, we find that that's going to happen again. That the tombs will break open and all those who have believed in Jesus will be raised from the dead in that moment. They will receive bodily resurrection as well as spiritual resurrection. Brothers and sisters, the good news is that not only will we be raised to new spiritual life in Jesus, so that we can go and live in heaven as spirits. The good news is also that we will have physical resurrection on the final day of resurrection when Christ returns. See, God created us as embodied souls, embodied spirits. That's how He always intended it. And because of sin, things got kind of broken there. But God's plan has always been for us to be made whole once again. When God took the dust of the earth and breathed into it and made Adam, He said that it was very good. And when He formed each one of us in our mother's wombs, He looked at us and He said, "That is good." And when we kneel and pray the prayer and give our lives to Jesus Christ and are born again, the trumpets blast in heaven and celebrations break out, He says, "There's my child. There's my son. There's my daughter. You're the reason I went to the cross as a willing sacrifice." It was out of His love for us that He didn't turn back. He didn't want any of us to have to live in our death. Rather, He wanted us to have life. So today is Easter. Today we celebrate the rising of our Lord and the new life that we receive in Him. But the message of Easter doesn't end after today. Every day that we walk this earth, we walk as Easter people. We walk as people who have been raised to new life with Christ and who are called to share that good news with everyone so that they too may receive that new life. So, my brothers and sisters, He is risen. Amen.